Life looked up for Eli Paperboy Reed a few years ago. He'd recorded an album of soul songs for Warner Brothers. Then there was a shakeup at the label. They dropped the musician. They didn't promote his CD. What does a nice Jewish soul singer from Brookline, Massachusetts do? Turn to gospel, of course. Eli Paperboy Reed, who was born Eli Husak, came to gospel most recently by way of Harlem. That's where he's been teaching gospel quartet singing to young black men, and those sessions have had a big influence on his new album, which is called My Way Home. Eli Reed joins us now from the studios of NPR West. Thanks so much for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And Paperboy, that's an old family name?
That's it, yeah. Paperboy was, it came from, I used to wear this newsboy hat, and I lived for a time in Clarksdale, Mississippi, and while I was playing in the little clubs there, everybody's got a nickname, and while I was waiting on the side of the stage to play, everybody said, oh, it's the Paperboy again.
Well, it's a proud nickname. Can you tell us about your work in Harlem?
Absolutely. So a few years ago, in 2013, I met Vi Higginson, who runs a program in Harlem called Gospel for Teens as part of the MAMA Foundation. And I essentially volunteered. And we did the first class that summer, and they kind of had a chaperone for me to see if I was legit. And then since then, I've been teaching teenage boys about gospel quartet music and harmony and the history of the music and everything in between.
And I must ask, has anybody ever said, what's some white guy from John F. Kennedy's old congressional district doing teaching gospel?
Yes, the question has been asked, certainly. I grew up with gospel music. My father was a music critic for a time and now has moved on to doing other things. But you would be, you know, very likely to hear Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers or Blind Boys of Mississippi or Mahalia Jackson around my house growing up. And I love quartet music. I think it's some of the most important music that has ever come out of this country. And often I think is slighted in comparison with, you know, blues or jazz or country music as part of the kind of foundational elements of American music. Sometimes my trials and tribulations get the best of me, but I remember a promise I made a long time ago, and it goes something like this. You know I promised the Lord that I would hold out. I got to hold out. I got to hold out. Promised the Lord I would hold out. I got to see what the end gonna be.
Boy, sometimes people call that raw?
People do call it raw. I think raw is a good word for it. I mean, I think the important thing is for it to be unadorned and direct. The use of kind of really aggressive sounding instrumentation and to some degree distortion are key elements of music that I love in whatever genre. So I wanted to make a record that had that same sort of urgency.
How'd you get from soul to gospel?
I mean, I feel like it's all very, very intertwined. There used to be a genre that you would hear about called inspirational music, which wasn't necessarily religious or gospel, mm-hmm. but it would also wasn't necessarily rhythm and blues or soul music or love songs, for that matter. And I think that at this point in my career, I wanted to write about something that I felt was, I guess, more serious or more universal than your average baby, baby, baby type of love song, which is most of what soul music is about.
So before we hear this next cut, tell us what went into the writing, if you could, of My Way Home.
Sure. My Way Home was actually the first song that I wrote for this album and kind of steered me in the direction that I went. I had this relationship with Warner Brothers Records, and then I parted ways with them and essentially had a period of about 6 months where I didn't really have much going on with the exception of teaching for Gospel for Teens. And I started writing more in the way that I used to write when I started doing this, which is just an acoustic guitar and a pad of paper, and those words kind of came to me. And it wasn't the cliche of the musician who is embittered with his, you know, corporate label is something that I don't really want to adhere to.
Yeah.
But so I wrote the song. It wasn't just about that. It was more just about me being able to come back to the things that I loved about making music and also about trying to find my way forward.
When I can't run anymore, I will walk. When I can't walk anymore, I may stumble. When I stumble, sometimes I might fall. And down on my knees, I will crawl. Yes, down on my knees, I will crawl.
How important an ingredient is faith of some kind to this kind of music?
I think it's very important, you know, and I think that obviously religiosity, it comes in all shapes and sizes. I think that you can be a faithful person. I certainly consider myself a faithful person without necessarily having to adhere to something so strict as a particular religion. And I think, you know, having faith in the idea that things are going to get better. Somebody once said, I don't know who it was, that gospel music is just the idea that everything's going to be all right. And that doesn't have anything to do with a particular deity, just the idea that things have got to get better one day.
Going to go back to Harlem and teach soon?
Absolutely. In fact, I'll be back there on the 17th of June to teach my last class, and then we have our final concert with Gospel for Teens on Saturday, June 18th.
Does this go into a CD someday?
I hope so. I'd love to record with the kids. I think they're all incredibly talented. We've been writing, actually. We've written two songs together as a class that we've workshopped, and I'd like to kind of continue down that road.
Eli Paperboy Reed, his new album is called My Way Home. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
For a long time, tell me God Almighty's gonna cut you down.